Arzo Seyers de Yedin. Yaakov Avinu sent Malachim before him to Esav. This parsha is near as the Yachas that Klal Yisrael has with the rulers of Umas Ha'olam and Golos. The Ramban says that there was a Kabbalah amongst Chazal that this is the parsha of Golos. As a matter of fact, the Ramban later on, this week's parsha, brings down from the Medrash that when Rav Yanai went to Malchus Roin to speak with the ruler, he used to study this parsha, and he used to use the eitzes that were given by Yaakov Avinu how to handle with the Malchus of the Goyim. Because from this is a lesson for the generations what they should do. One time he didn't listen, he didn't look into the parsha, and he got into trouble. That was every time he went, he looked in. One time he didn't see, Taka got into trouble. There's also Yadua, when Menachem Begin, the Prime Minister, came here for the Camp David Accords. So he visited Rav Moshe, he visited Rav Yanke, Rav Gdolim, and they told him that, you know, you're handling with the president and with the guy, you shall learn through Parshas by Yishlak. So he said, I already did. When I left Eretz Yisrael, that's what they told me. You know, so he went through Parshas by Yishlak. So it's mashmer from this. From this Ramban, it's mashmer that the way Yaakov Avinu handled was talking the way one must handle with the guy. I mean, this is a Messiah for generations. And it's based on a Medrash. Yet Me'idah Gisa, the very same Ramban, quotes another Medrash, that there was a time on Yaakov Avinu the way he handled over here. The Medrash says, Loshner machzik v'ozne kelev, misaber al riv loy loy. Yaakov Avinu is compared to someone that holds on to the ears of the dog and gets involved in an argument that's not his. Bir hadvarim. The Medrash says, I told you you don't have to worry about Esav. So what did you do? Moshe l'mad aradayman. There's a fellow walking on the crossroads and he has to get by and he sees this big head of the robber sleeping there and snoring by the road. He's scared to go by. Is he going to wake up? Is he not going to wake up? So he walks over to him and he shakes him a little bit. He says, are you awake? So he says, I wasn't awake, but now I am awake. He says, that's the same thing that Yaakov Avinu did with Esav. Esav was doing his own thing. He didn't have his mind on you. If you would have gone to Eretz Yisrael without paying any attention to him, then nothing would have happened to you. And now what did you do? You know, you woke him up. You know, when I told you, so there was a time on Yaakov Avinu.
Who said this?
This is the Medrash, says Ramban quotes the Medrash. So it's a stira l'chayr in Midrashim. On the one hand, Ramban quotes the Medrash that says that this is a limud for Klal Yisrael L'Dayrus, how to handle with the guy. Me'idah Gisa, it's a time on Yaakov Avinu. He shouldn't have woken up Esav, he shouldn't have appeased him, he shouldn't have sent him Malach. So there's different truths from that are said of this. We once spoke about this. But I just saw now Rav Shlomo Volder in his Chumash Shiurim, he addresses this question. And he says, you find that certain things are not considered an aveira. Over me'idah gisa, the midas adin has a tfiya on a person. For example, the Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim, why did the Bnei Yisrael have to go down to Mitzrayim? Because Avraham Avinu osa angariya b'talmidei chachonim. When he went to fight against the Dalet Malachim, he mobilized talmidei chachonim and they were part of his army. That an aveira. What was Avraham Avinu supposed to do? He was supposed to go fight himself? Like, what's the pshat? What was the time? So Rav Shlomo Volber says that sometimes there's a thing which is not really an aveira, but perfection is teveya. If he would have had the 1000% emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would have gone himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken care of the rest. And if he would have done that, he would have brought Klal Yisrael to a midah that is far and beyond what they were, and there wouldn't have been a need to go down to Mitzrayim. But the fact that he didn't raise the level of Klal Yisrael by doing that, the Meila, they had to go down to Mitzrayim. She says it's the same thing over here. Was Yaakov Avinu Oiran and Aveira? Did he handle like this? She says, no. He wasn't Oiran and Aveira. But if he wouldn't have handled with Esav B'chlal, and he would have been totally Beiteach V'Hashem, that would have been Mekayim the Midas Adin to its perfection. And then Klal Yisrael would have been raised to a level that they wouldn't have to use these tactics of Yaakov Avinu. Today it's a reality that we have to use these tactics. Because today we're living in a matzav of the regular Midas HaTeva. which is the reality. But had Yaakov Avinu not handled like this, had Yaakov Avinu totally handled with either me the perfection of Munim B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the whole level of Klal Yisrael would have been raised for the Dairis, and then there wouldn't have been a need for this. That's why he ties to Prishleim Evolva, so it's not a steer, right? The reality is we do have to handle like Yaakov Avinu handled. But Yaakov Avinu, had he not done this, had he done it with perfection, then this wouldn't have been our reality. Our reality would have been a hanhug of Lamaila Menatev. So he ties to Prishleim Evolva.
So said your Rebbe Yaakov.
I lived with Lavan. I remain with him till now. Zokrashi tupshat. Number one, I did not become a sar v'choshev. The oi, Rashi says, in Lavan garti v'tayag mitzvah shamarti. Two things. So, famous question is, like, what is the pshat over here in Lavan Garti, the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti? Why would Esav be interested in this? And how's this appeasing Esav? In Lavan Garti, the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. So I saw that Maral in Gur Aryeh, he says that this second pshat in Rashi is coming to be Mechazik the first. In other words, the two pshatim atoli zebezeh. The first thing he said was, in Lavan Garti, I did not become chosh. So I must say, so Balamais, I got brachas. Where were the brachas mekuyim? They were mekuyim in the ruchni is the kesens. In love and garti, the tayag mitzvah shamarti, v'lamanti mimaisav haroim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a bracha that I was able to survive in my ruchnias, even though I lived with a lovan, he didn't have any effect on me. So the bracha did not make me a sar v'choshev. It was a bracha l'gabi ruchnias. That you're mevater on. You never wanted the ruchnias. So there's no reason to have a taina on me. So the two reasons go hand in hand. When I say si sar v'choshev. So l'gabi, what were the brachas mekuyim? They were mekuyim l'gabi the ruchnias. I was able to maintain my ruchnias the getzura. But that's not something that you wanted to begin with. Memeli, you can't have any tainas on me. And this in love and garati, the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, the Loyal Mahavati, the Mice of Aroy, there's a famous question. Once he said, I'm Lovan Garti, the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, why did he have to be Moisif for Loyal Mahavati, the Mice of Aroy? Chayr is self understood. If he kept the Tayag Mitzvah, he didn't learn from Lovan. So the Chofetz Chaim said a pshat over here, very nice pshat. He said, the Yaakov Avinu was saying this, but there was a taina on himself. Yevlovan garti, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti. However, v'loy lomadati mimaisav haroyim. Hey, I love him. When he went to his avodah zarah, when he went to his taiva, he went with such a zrizus, he went mamish with such a tkivus. He says, Nebuch, I didn't learn from him. I didn't learn the way he went to his thing that I should go to my thing. Had Ataka learned, I would have gone with more of his zrizus. So he was saying it, but derech hanava, but teres tefiyah on himself. I kept the Tariag mitzvahs. I didn't learn from the way he acted. If I would have learned the way he acted to his avodah zarah, then I would have been on a much higher madrega. That's a word that the Chofetz Chaim said. So the Chofetz Chaim had a Talmud by the name of Hagoyin Reb Zalman Druri. Learned by the Chofetz Chaim as a bacher, and then later on he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He learned Lomzer. So one time he was asked to speak. And he gave Shmira Shabbos. And he gave a drasha. And Toyf the drasha, he mentioned this machshava from the Chofetz Chaim. He didn't say it b'shmai, but he mentioned this machshava. So sitting there amongst the oilum was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe Dushnitzer, who also happened to be the Rebbe of Rishon Shvadron. Chazon just said he was one of the Lamed Vav Tzadikim in his door. So he came over afterwards with a taina. This was Zalman. How can you say such a thing about Yaakov Avinu, the Yaakov Avinu, the Bechir Sheva Ovis, the Merkava Sheva Shchina, he shouldn't do his mitzvahs, his rizos, he shouldn't do it with the full power. How can you say that about Yaakov Avinu? So he asked him, the rest of the drasha you agreed with? So he said, yeah, I said 100%, but this, how can you say this? So I said, you calm me down now. Because Grada, the rest of the drasha was my own. This Mashavah punk was from the Chofetz Chaim. I heard it from the Chofetz Chaim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I was a bottle of deity. He was a talmid of the Chofetz Chaim himself. He said, bottle of deity. But this is a pshat that the Chofetz Chaim said. Va'yiro Yaakov ma'oid va'yeitzu lei. Yaakov Avinu was afraid and he was worried. Va'yachad says, am asherita. So Rashi asks, what's this double lashon? Va'yiro Yaakov ma'oid va'yeitzu lei. He was afraid and he was worried. So Rashi, va'yiro shema yehare. He was afraid maybe he would be killed. Va'yeitzu lei im yahare hu es acherim. He was worried that maybe he would kill others. That's what happens in every war. A person goes out to war. That's part of the reality of war. You know, people get killed. And Rashi says that the whole reason why he split the people and he went up ahead is that he should prevent Asa from killing the others. So what is the pshat over here? He was worried he might have to kill Asa. He might have to kill others. So there's two pshatim over here I want to hear. Number one. Rivka Imenu said to Yaakov to run away, because Esav wants to kill you. Loma eshkal shnechem gam yom echad. So Rashi says that Rivka had a Kabbalah that when one will be nifter, shortly afterwards the other one will be nifter. So Yaakov Avinu was afraid that in case he has to kill Esav, it's going to go back to him as well, because he's going to be nifter shortly afterwards. So that's what he was worried about. But the second shot, I'll pick a brisker rub over there. Briskerov says, "Lama eshkol shneichem b'yom echad." Why would she be losing both? Because she remembered the nevuah that she got at Yeshiva Shein Ve'Eber, shnei goyim bevitnech shnei geyim, that even from Esav is going to come out great people. Antoninus, Ivadi Ger Tzedek, Unkulus Hager, the Tanner of Meir, the Bnei Bano Shalom and Shalom the Toyer Bnei Brak. From Esav is supposed to come out Givaldi Gezach. If there's a Yaakov Avinu there with his bezin to be Magayer. But if Yaakov Avinu is going to get killed, she's going to lose Esav also. Because any possible good that can come out of Esav can only come through Yaakov Avinu. And if Yaakov Avinu gets killed, she's going to lose both of them. So the male Yaakov Avinu over here was afraid if he kills Esav, there's a lot of good that's supposed to come out of Esav. So by Yitzhak, he was afraid of all those Gerim that are supposed to come out of Esav, that if he kills them, right? So then that good is not going to come out. That's the Vayitzer L'Shem Yahagas Acherim. Matter of fact, the Velt says over, I forgot really who says it. Vayitzer L'Shem Yahagas Acherim, Remeir. Remeir is known as Acherim. Remeir came out of Esav, right? And Remeir is known in Chazal as Acherim, so he was afraid that if he kills Esav, so then Acherim, who's supposed to come out of Esav, he's never going to come to life. That's the Vayetzer loy shema yaharag es achem. Kotointi mikol hachasodim mikol ha'emes. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Kotointi mikol hachasodim mikol ha'emes. Rashi says, Nismatu zechuyoyse, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that, you know, what's going to happen to me? So the famous question is, what was Yaakov Avinu afraid about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, v'hinei anoichi imach. I will be with you. So what is this extra fear over here? What was he worried about? Rashi says, and also, maybe after you promised me this, maybe I became filthy, I became sullied by chet. So first I'm asking Kasha, what chet? Yaakov Avinu just sent a message to Esav. Im Lovan Garati, the Tariag Mitzvah Shamarati, the Loilamarati Mimaisav Aroi. I kept perfection. So where was there a chayt? What was he worried about? He just sent Esav this message. What chayt are we talking about? So Yashin Shalmatanzan, Sefer Divrei Sholi explains that Vada Yaakov Avinu wasn't chayte. But what was he afraid of? Sometimes a person can get in trouble because of chayt. But other times a person can get into trouble because he's machnas himself into a nesayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a nesayim, he sends the siyata d'shmaya to carry him through the nesayim. But if a person gets himself into a matzav of nesayim, then he doesn't get the siyata d'shmaya for the nesayim. So Yaakov Avinu now was afraid. He sent malachim to Esav. He was hoping. B'derech Hatev, let me not shuk an HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll handle B'derech Hatev, and that will take care of things as well. Malachim come back and they say, Banu Elochicha Leisev, Gam Hoylech L'Kroski, he's going with that same Rugzer. So Yaakov Avinu saw that his Ishtadlus backfired. So Ibazoi, now I got myself into this Nisoyan, and I woke up the sleeping giant. And I'm the one that got myself into the Nisoyan over here. For this, maybe there's not going to be Siyata Dishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afal Pikein, Lamaisi, Yaakov Avinu. But the thing that Yaakov Avinu was afraid of over here was that he got himself into a new Nisoyan for which he didn't have a problem. And for that, he's not going to have Siyata Dishmaya. So I learned the Derei Shah. But I saw another shot. That's brought down b'shem Deber Mayim Chaim. Chaim of Chernivitz, he's a murder kipshat. He says, what was Yaakov Avinu afraid of? Yaakov Avinu was afraid of the fact that he was afraid. That's why he was afraid. Bir Hadvar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, v'hinei enoti imach. So what am I afraid of? Elamai, that shows that I've gone down to my brave, of Amunas Gitochen. That kufu was a reason to be afraid. He touches it into the pasuk. He says, "Hatzileinam yadochim yad esav kiyore anoichi penyovu v'ikani em albonim." Please save me because I'm afraid. Va'ata amarta heitav imach. Despite the fact that you said heitav imach, and I'll be with you, I'm still afraid. So that shows that I went down to my madrega v'munin b'tochen. He gufa he amisenas. That is the chait that I'm worried about. I'm worried about the fact that despite the fact that you promised me, I'm still worried. That's a chesaron of my emunah. That was the pachad of Yaakov. Vayivoser Yaakov levadai, vayeyovek ish imoy. Yaakov Avinu remained himself, vayeyovek ish imoy ad alois hashochach. So Rashi says, what's this vayivoser Yaakov levadai? Shochach pachad ktanim. He forgot these little vessels and he went back to get them. And he was all by himself, and that's when the Sar Shalaisav attacked him. So first of all, what's the kesher between going back for Pachim Tanim and the Sar Shalaisav attacking him? What was it, Stam, a coincidence, that just when he went back for Pachim Tanim, the Sar Shalaisav attacked because he happened to be alone? Or is there maybe a connection with the fact that he went back for Pachim Tanim, the Sar Shalaisav attacked him? Second of all, Chazal learned from over here that tzadikim chavivin aleim amoinam, one gear says yoysim igufam, one gear says kigufam, I can't say tzadikim chavivin aleim amoinam, their moment is very chavivin to them. If we were to say that about a regular person, oh, this guy, he really values his money, oh man, he takes good care of his part, he takes good care of his nechassim, you know, he's always worried about his nechassim. We wouldn't look at that as a compliment. If anything, it would sound a little bit derogatory. So tzadikim chavivan aleim amoinam, what is the pshat? So Matas Yov Salman gave a very good marshal for this. Matas Yov Salman Shlita said a very nice marshal. There was a fellow once that was mamish desperately poor. Didn't have a penny to his name. And he was very much mechav of mitzvahs. And he had a tshuka to do mitzvahs. He couldn't even afford to buy a negel vaser cup. And it bothered him. He wanted to be a kind of negel vaser. So one night HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him in a dream and he said, you should know that I see that you want to be Mekayim this, and Min HaShemayim, we're going to give you a Negel Vaser cup and the shizl to pour it into, we'll give you that as well. Wakes up in the morning, mom's there by his bed, is a Negel Vaser cup with a shizl. The Simcha Mamish, this is Mamish a kiss Min HaShemayim, they showed him a machshav, you will value your Avodas Hashem, and he held on to this, and he was shamed of this with everything he had. This was so valuable to him. It was Mesameichem. Every time he looked at it, this is a present mamish from Hashem. With the passing of time, he became wealthy. He started acquiring, you know, acquisitions, furniture in his house, or whatever, until he reached the point he couldn't live in his house anymore because he had so many acquisitions. He moved into a big dwelling place, a new house. And on the day of the move, he hired workers to move all the things out and to go to the new house. When the workers finished moving everything, he says, wait a minute, where's my cup? Where's my cup? He's thinking to himself, he's going crazy looking for something. What are you looking for? Nothing. Got to find. find it. Looks through the house, he searches anything that's left over, he turns it over, mamish, my cup, get me sure. Finally, he finds the cup with the shizzle, he comes out, he's mamish, he's ragua, he's calmed down. The workers look at him, sure, you're a multimillionaire, you're wealthy, you have such expensive furniture, you're worried about a little negelbasa cup with a little shizzle, like, what's the shot? He says, what do you understand? From this negelbasa cup and from this shizzle, he says, this was a present to me and Hashemayim, that was Machsha, the mitzvahs, and they gave it to me. This is mamash, every time I look at it, I feel the love and Hashemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this to me. He says, I can leave this behind. I never part with this. This is my most precious belonging. Dr. Matasio Solomon, that tzaddikim feel like that about every one of their belongings. Tzaddikim are makir. That everything that a person has is not just didn't come haphazardly, it didn't come without cheshbon. Every single thing that they have is a matonah min hashamayim. And it's exactly oyski cheshbon, that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this. It could be a big piece of furniture, it could be a tiny little keli. Makes no difference. Tzadikim chavivan aleim amayim, why is that? Because it's not shot. I earned it, and it happened by itself. Every single thing that I have was given to me directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they value it. This is a present from Hashem, and there's a tachlis in this. It's not stam. I could just treat it without respect. Well, what happened to the Svarim say, Sir Shlomo Levolba says, if somebody does not treat his belongings with respect, it's a pachim panim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Gemara, we just had Masechtas Tainus. Rabbi Yehuda saw that people were throwing bread around. So he says, if I studies that there's an overabundance of stuff in the world. Yoavainin, there was a time, and there was a hunger. It's a tremendous mazayin. It's spinning it out for this baruch. Tzadikim look at every one of their belongings. Because Hashem gave me this directly, and it's meant for a purpose. That's why chavivan aleim amayinim. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the Sar Shalaisim B'dafke Tak Yaakov Men. Because he saw that Yaakov Avinu had such a dveikus to Hashem, that Ad Kedei Kach, he returned for Pachim Tanim. That's a siman l'dover. He's living on the highest madrega of dveikus b'Hashem. I have to do something about that. That kind of dveikus I have to share. No matter if he'd be imperfect here, imperfect, no, I can tolerate that. But I see that he lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the last little bit, that even the Pachim Tanim, he's told that as a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that also has a purpose in his life. That's Kula Yemes after Shterdet. That I can't allow. So there is a direct shaykhis between the Pachim Tanim and the fact that the Sar Shalaisim attacked them, punk right then. After the Smaisa, with Esav, it says, V'Yakov Nosa Sukkosa, Yaakov traveled to Sukkos. By even like buys for himself, he built a house. And for his acquisitions, he made sukkahs, he made huts. So the Chassam Sofer says a very nice pshat over here. The Chassam Sofer says, for himself, and for his egen Hashem, he made a bias. A yitz levim is a very choshev thing. Ulinikneyu, for his acquisitions, osa sukkahs, he made a temporary kind of a shmira. Yaakov Avinu wanted to make a simon and a limud for all the people around them. Acquisitions is a temporary thing. A person's neshama lives on forever. The avodah that he's mekayim down here, that lives on forever. The tzedakah that he gives lives on forever. The acquisitions, that's a temporary thing. It's there, it doesn't even follow until the kever. So ulu miknehu osu sukkos. For his acquisitions, he made a temporary dwelling place. For himself, he made a bias, right? The neshama, which is housed in the guf is a kli for the neshama to be able to use, to be able to be mekayim in tzvius. That deserves a bias. L'mikneyu osa sukkos. By the ma'is of Dina and Shechem, it says, ki nevoa osa b'Yisrael, lishkav es bas Yaakov. That Shechem committed an outrage against Yisrael, by being mezana with Bas Yaakov, v'chein bo yeyoseh, and such a thing may not be done. What's the double lashon? Ki nevoa osa b'Yisrael, v'chein lo yeyoseh. So the Beis Halevi says a Meir Dei Gibshah. Beis Halevi says that he was Mizana with a Bas Yaakov was a Chilul Hashem of the greatest proportion. Yaakov Avinu the Merkava Lashkina, his house was literally a Beis Hamikdash. Kodesh HaKodosh, David Hashem every second of the day. And a daughter that came out of this house, who herself had Kedusha, herself was influenced by the house that she was in. And someone should do and be mechalal her. That's a chilul Hashem of the first proportion. Kinevolos to be Yisrael, Lishkev is Bas Yaakov. But maybe someone will come with a taina. Maybe he can't have such a taina on Shkem. Who says he realized the Kedusha of Yaakov? We have our son who Yaakov Aminu was. You know, in our wildest dreams, we have no Hasaga who he was. So it's not a pellet, that a Ben Chamar, right? Kal V'chayim would not know who Yaakov Avinu was. I'm sorry, I didn't realize if I would have known how holy you are. But for that, the Torah says, V'chein lo yeyose. It's not supposed to be done to anybody. No excuse. Not only a taina, number one, it was a tremendous killer of Kedusha. Oh, but if you're going to come with a taina, I didn't realize the Kedusha. V'chein lo yeyose. He brings down the Gemara Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama says, Daf Samach Beis. If somebody gives a silver coin to a woman to watch, he didn't tell her. Actually, if he gives her a gold coin to watch, and she was under the impression that it was silver, and she was Peshaya, she only pays for a silver coin. Because she was Peshaya in the shmir of the silver coin. Had she realized that it's a gold coin, she would have made a bigger shmir. She didn't realize. But if let's say she's Mazikit, then she's chayv even for a gold coin. For a Pshia, you didn't realize the Hashimah came in Aaron. But to be Mazikit openly, you shouldn't even do that to a silver coin. Hashem, if he's there, we're Machayver for a gold coin. There's a famous Maisa with this word. Famous Maisa. Rabbi Chana one time, not far from Baranovich, there was an innkeeper, an old innkeeper. He once was there with his Talmidim. He treated the Mamish with Tachlis HaKobel, with Tachlis HaYidr. They never saw such Achnos HaZark. So when they left, Rabbi Chana thanked him, and he asked him, Mamish, the Achnos HaZark, and he is Mamish Meshun, and they go, Lamaila, I never saw such as that. Where did you get this from? He says, I'll tell you. He says, many years ago, one freezing cold winter night, the Beis Halevi was riding Al HaDerech, the Malagol is driving, it's snowing, it's icy, and the Beis Halevi, when he traveled, he didn't wear his kapote, you know, he didn't look like a Rosh Yeshiva or a Rabbi, he wore a kashket, you know, he was a little poshter person. So the roads were getting terrible, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and the Malagol says, I know a place near here where maybe we could stay. He stops off at the inn, he knocks on the door, no answer. He knocks on the door, he's desperate, Sakmanus Mephoshes. Innkeeper sticks his head out the window. What do you want? Who's screaming? Who's knocking at it, you know, this time of night? He says, please, please help us, you know, we're not need a place. Kid said, he lets them in. He says, can you give us a place to sleep? I have no rooms, there's no rooms empty. Sleep on the floor here in the kitchen. Kid said, the Beis Halevi with the Balagola, they both have to sleep on the floor in the kitchen. There was garbage nearby, it didn't smell very good. About an hour later, there's the sound of hoofbeats. A bunch of wagons are coming. There's a knock at the door. The innkeeper comes down, turns on the lights. Mamish, it was the Kaden of a Rebbe, the Hasidim. The innkeeper was a chassid of the Rebbe. Oh, Bruchim Aboy, Mamish, he preached on Masay Gevaldi. He brings out hot drinks, McDonald's dings. Hasidim sit around. The Rebbe's sitting at the table. And the Beis Halevi knew the Kaden of a Rebbe. And he didn't want him to see him because he knew that the innkeeper is going to be finished. So the Beis Halevi hit his face, but a half a second too late. The Ron Kaden of a Rebbe, he saw him. He says, Yosheber, is that you? Yosheber! He runs into the kitchen. Yosheber! A Sefer Torah! A Sefer Torah is on the ground! He starts screaming at the innkeeper, what did you do here? I'll ever think of Sefer Torah, I'll ever think of Sefer Torah. And then they pick him up, they bring him to the table. The innkeeper's finished. I didn't know who you were, I didn't know it was the Mishkarov, I didn't know, please be my husband. I didn't know if I would or not. I wouldn't. So he tells him over this vart. Tells him over this vart. Ki nevala osa bi Yisrael. V'chein lo ye Yosef. But Takashchem did not know that this was Yaakov Avinu. V'chein lo ye Yosef. You don't do it to a regular person like that. Right? Same thing over here. He didn't know it was the Brisker Rav. But v'chein lo ye Yosef to a regular Yid. How can you treat a regular Yid like that? Yet he continued begging him from the Chibur. So he says, I'm not meichel you unless you come to my house for 2 weeks. Stay by my house. So Bal Korach, he was forced to come to the Beis HaLevi's house. And for 2 weeks, the Beis HaLevi was mishamish him and taught him what Haknasas Archon is. You can imagine what torture that was, you know. Hear what he did to the Beis HaLevi. Right? So the Bal Achsanya says, I was that person. I was that Bal Achsanya. I learned firsthand from the Beis HaLevi what Hachnosis Orchim is, and ever since then I became a different person. That was the Maisa. But this Vort, the Beis HaLevi told him, I'm going to get into that. A good Shabbos, everybody.